thanks to the Forum 6 Tamworth and Wagga Wagga and the Odeon 5 Orange. It's the Talking Flickster podcast with JT and Grant Lee.
Hello and welcome to Talking Flicks for a Good Friday edition. Mr. Lee, hello.
Hello, JT. Happy Easter to you. Good Friday. Can you believe it?
To you too. I've got to say, you and I love doing the public holiday thing. And
we do.
Look, I just love the fact that you pay me public holiday rates. So this is really good.
Oh. Yeah. You know, you get paid double today.
You can get triple, right?
What do you normally get paid?
We'll talk about that later. I love today because, it's day for, everyone goes and does the whole seafood thing and the fish and chips, and that's really good. So lovely. And then you get to feast out on chocolate on Sunday when the Easter Bunny comes.
Which is so good. But, you know, an interesting fact about me, I'm allergic to seafood.
Well, that just went... You know it's going to have to happen, don't you?
Yeah, I know. I shouldn't tell you things. Yeah. And I have to say, my wifey, which our talking flicksters will understand why I said Wi-Fi, my wifey, she loves seafood. So it's a little bit hard.
Oh, no. You can sit there.
There's a reason. And I'm going to ask the talking flicksters what they think of the Wi-Fi out of the movie. So, yeah, the Wi-Fi.
This could be a very interesting episode. So strap yourself
it
in,
could be.
Flicksters. And you know what? I'm not allergic to seafood, but I don't eat it. So I'll have a couple of fish cocktails, and that's about the best you're going to get out of me. I don't do prawns or any of that kind of stuff. So but I do chocolate.
Of it.
And Sunday's going to be a very bad day for me. So yeah.
I love. Okay, so do you like chocolate? Dark chocolate or white chocolate or mocha chocolate? What type of chocolate do you like?
Normal chocolate all the way.
Okay, right. Yep. Okay, well, I'll make sure that I'll bring that in next Thursday for you, my leftovers that I don't eat.
Mr. Lee, I just hate being an afterthought, so you know what? You can go and get stuffed. Okay, well, but today we are talking about movies, and school holiday is officially here now as well, so we are doing a school holiday film. It is The Magic Faraway Tree, and this movie, Mr. Lee, sounds like one of your favourites.
It does, and, you know, I love, as we were saying before, you know, the names like Moonface or Fridge or Dame Snap. I love these names. I think it's such a good thing. And this is actually from a book. So it'll be interesting to find out whether our talking flicksters have actually read the book. So we'll find that out. But it just is such a nice type of movie. Claire Foy, she's great. Andrew Garfield.
They are
two great actors.
Fantastic. So if you're looking for some school holiday fun, this could very well be for you. And we'll find out what our flicksters think. And yes, we have two. So it's double trouble today. Two for the price of one. How good is that? And we're going to meet them after we have a listen to The Magic Faraway Tree.
Dear Grandma, we've moved to the countryside. Dad's crazy plan is infecting the whole family.
I feel like their childhood is slipping away. Polly, the kids need this.
Just remember, don't go in that wood up top. Some folks say it's enchanted. Strange creatures. Floaty lights. Just the usual things.
I didn't say that was very usual.
Whoa! Mummy!
What is this place?
The Magic Faraway Tree.
It's amazing.
At the top of that ladder are lands that come and go. There's loads.
Except you must leave before the land turns. Otherwise you'll be stuck there for good, you hear?
She does that a lot.
Oh, you'll have so much fun.
Welcome to the land of goodies.
Sugary fruit punch.
Don't mind if I do. Got quite a kick to it.
Land birthdays here!
Nothing bad can happen there.
Only if they've wished for something silly.
I wish I had someone else's voice.
I wonder if it worked.
Perfect.
It's just like you said, it's enchanted and wonderful.
Your dad and I just felt like a place like this would bring us all back together again.
Grandma. I will get them back to the city if it is the last thing I do.
Sorry, guys. Gotta stop pecking.
You wish to cross the lands?
To locate a spell to save your house from your evil grandma. We know all of this.
You know all that because we just told you it.
All right, no need to get shirty.
Just have this feeling.
Buckle up, guys.
That it might be kind of amazing.
Just you wait.
You, what's your name?
I don't know.
Are you pulling my chain?
There is no way I'm going down that.
Pretty spectacular, I'm sure you'll agree.
That sounds absolutely amazing. I cannot wait to hear all about it. Let's welcome to the podcast Stella and Chloe.
Woo!
Hey guys.
Hey. Welcome back. We've got you both back again. What was the last movie you did a review for us?
Grand Prix.
Grand Prix of Europe. That's it.
Yeah. It was great. Also, we need to visit this, how much JT's getting paid, okay? What's this about?
Yeah, well.
Well, we didn't know. What's this about? We need to revisit our contract, so. Exactly. Hey. We didn't know there was a pay.
Hey. Hold on. I'm going first, all right? I'll have a go in first and you guys can have a go, okay?
Now, can I just say, this is not meant to sound creepy, okay? JT gets paid in love of doing this podcast with me.
You know I love you, Mr. Lee.
So I'm going to double up today.
Yes. I mean, so he's got...
We do get paid in pop.
Well, you heard him say the Wi-Fi before or whatever it was, right? So I wonder what name he comes up with for me, what he says about me, you know, when I'm not around.
We knew he was trying to be funny and we actually did get it.
Yeah, we did.
Oh, see?
Yeah, it was a good joke.
And that's what I said. Okay, before we go on, explain to everyone what the Wi-Fi is.
So the farmer who they bought the land off, the kids who are obsessed with, like, the internet and phones say, do you have any Wi-Fi? And he says, yeah, and then pulls out his wife.
He calls wife.
Yeah, because he's got a bit of an accent and he thought they were saying wife and it was Wi-Fi. And, oh, yeah, exactly what Stella said. Yep, that's it.
I've got nothing.
So yeah, I wasn't going that JT.
No.
I've
got nothing. But you know what? You guys are good. So I got you back. But look, we're talking about the Magic Far Away Tree this week. Ladies, you went along to see this one. What did you think? We're giving this a big thumbs up.
Yeah, I liked it. What did you think, Stella?
It was pretty good. There was lots of twists in it.
We've only just started reading the book, so we couldn't really compare it that much. But I think it's a lot, it's a tame version. I thought it was really like a nice, lighthearted movie. What did you think about that?
Yeah.
Yeah, like for a whole family.
Yeah. It's more of like a family movie more than just a loner movie when you go to watch it by yourself.
No one does that, do they?
What age would you say up from?
I feel like 5 maybe.
Yeah.
5 and up.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, 5 would be a good age.
Yeah, it catches their attention. There's kind of some deep, like, you know, themes running through it. And I think maybe bigger kids wouldn't get that.
Especially it's like for little kids because it like has different like lands of what they dream of and like.
That's true. There are some lands that cater for little kids like the sweets one, yeah.
Yeah. And then also the theme of kids not getting to see their parents because they're too much on the internet.
Yeah, it's very relevant.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah. So, that's what you said, Stella, the whole time. That's me.
So let's talk about the main children in the story. Can you run us through the main kids?
You want to do Beth because she's like you?
There's Beth, who is the oldest child. She is like a teen and is like...
emo.
Yeah, she doesn't like hang around with her family. She thinks it's embarrassing to like... hang out with her dad and...
she's on her phone and hangs out with her friends and dresses all in black. That sums her up pretty good, doesn't it? So what about the little boy, Joe? He's obsessed with gaming.
Just like my brother. When they found out they had no Wi-Fi, he got a cardboard box and drew a little character and, like, a gun to shoot each other.
He was having withdrawals. Yes, he was playing cardboard box. And then there's a youngest one whose name's Fran.
Yeah, she is like the normal one of the family. She definitely takes after her dad.
She likes to read.
Yeah, she likes to read.
And she's in the movie, she plays a child who doesn't speak and there's like some sort of trauma or something that they don't talk about, but she reads a lot and she's in like mythical, she's into mythical things like fairies and things. So she's the one that discovers the tree.
She doesn't like the sound of her own voice.
Oh.
Not a problem any of our family members have.
Too funny. Hey, tell me, which this is probably more my era, Michael Palin's in it as Noel and Jennifer Saunders as Grandma Thompson. How were they, those two?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Okay, so the grandma plays the psycho, don't you think? She's like got Cruella. She's got Cruella vibes.
Oh,
because Jennifer Saunders would play that well.
Yeah, she was really good. She's actually not in the book, but they brought her into the movie, and she kind of plays like the mum who wants to, you know, keep realistic about things. The kids must go to boarding school and this and that, and the parents are kind of dreamers, and she doesn't think that they have real jobs, and she's like, get your head out of the cloud. So she's kind of nasty. She actually reminded me of the grandma off The Wild Thornberries because we watched that the other day and she does the same thing. She sends the child off to boarding school, which is pretty cool, about the same era actually, about the 90s when both of those came out.
Yeah, it would have been about then, wouldn't it? Yeah. Mm. All right, let's talk about this faraway tree. What's so special about it? Because obviously this is what the movie centered around. So this tree, can you tell us a bit about that?
Well, it was like the tree was normal at first, but it like stood out. It was big and it had like the most...
Yeah, it's greener than the other trees. Like, it's special. But then when she says like a magic...
It's, I believe in magic, I believe in magic, I believe in magic with your eyes closed. The tree like moves and sucks them inside of it, kind of.
Yeah, it's magic. It's pretty cool. And there's little characters living in there. And then when you get to the very top, there's a stairway that goes to the other realms, which is pretty cool.
And it's like very enchanted, like.
Oh, I love that word, enchanted, yeah.
It does have magic vibes. Oh, who's that crazy bird? There's a lady that does the washing and she throws water on everyone. Yes. And there was Silky.
There's Silky the pixie or the fairy like girl.
He's a fairy with no wings.
Moonface, who has the hair of a moon.
Yeah.
There's Saucepan Man, a man covered in saucepans.
Yeah.
There's Mr. What's his name, the dude who can't remember.
They're very specific, obvious names, aren't they, really?
And then, of course, the one and only Angry Pixie.
Oh, Angry Pixie. Oh,
he starts off the movie, actually, so he's pretty funny. Like, you get to know him pretty quick. And Nicola got Coughlin from Bridgerton plays the main fairy in it.
With Silky.
Yeah, she does. She plays Silky. Yeah. And she's kind of got like a bit of a funny, quirky personality in most stuff that she does, and she's like that in this.
Was there a character that made you laugh? Because it sounds like there are a lot of funny moments.
Definitely Mr. Saucepan Man for me, because he reminded me so much of myself.
He's ignorant. Yeah. That's what she means. Like, very ignorant.
Whenever I talked to him, he was really deaf, like as deaf as me when I'm being called to clean my room.
Yes, we all do that, don't we?
Yeah.
I thought Silky was pretty funny too. Mr. Saucepan Man was funny.
So, Stella, if you could visit any magical land from the movie, which one would you choose?
Definitely the land of sweets.
Shock me. Shock me, the land of sweets.
Only because it would be like a massive day full of fun and it's just like another day of Easter.
It's every day of Easter. But the lands are tricky, like, you know, they have lessons for each land. So I think, like, you know, when you first see the land of goodies or whatever it's called.
Like, don't be greedy.
That's right. So they keep yelling at them, don't be greedy, just take what you can, and they've got to fill up their basket. And if you are greedy, there's consequences. So, you know, it might be good to be there still, but you'd eat too much and get put in jail.
That's okay. I can find my way.
Marshmallow jail or something.
Oh, I'd like to go there.
Yeah.
Lock me up now. Yeah. So what would happen if you climb the faraway tree? What happens then?
So you get to the land. Well, the land changes every day.
Right.
The magic. We actually don't know how many
realms there are. I think there's like 24.
Yeah. And there was a TV series in the 90s and they covered 13, but I couldn't find a specific number. But each day it changes, and when you climb up the ladder –
on the wheel, there
you get there.
I counted it.
Oh, that's so funny. She counted. Then you get to, you know, go to the land, but then there's like a time frame that you have to get out of the land by, otherwise you get stuck there. So in the book, that's basically the premise of the book, that they get stuck in a land and you don't know how long it's going to be until it opens back up again. And they just, I don't know how long the time frame is that they're there, but it's not long.
I think it's like
an hour or something.
Yeah, 2 hours or something.
Yeah, it's pretty scary, actually, when they're yelling out, time's up or whatever, and you've got to,
Did you find that the children all helped each other when they're in the lands?
At the start of the movie, they were all like, I don't want to be seen with you.
She went by herself the first time. Yeah, the younger girl went by herself.
But then when they all went together, they all kind of helped each other and was like, I'm getting out of here, you're coming with me.
But that was after they kind of get in a bit of trouble. And they have to learn the hard way. They go to the land of birthdays.
Yeah.
And they make wishes that they don't realise they can't take back, and learn the hard way. And then that's when they start to cooperate.
Guys, how about the music? We've got to talk about the music because it's one thing that makes every movie. Now, I'm guessing in this one, lots of Enchanted type music, and we're going down.
Yeah, I was
going
to say whimsical.
Whimsical.
Oh, actually, that last song I feel like I was singing after. I can't even think of what it was. They did actually make up a song in the movie too. It was like a family song.
It was something about like the dad made it or the dad's dad made it.
Yeah. It was really catchy. I'm not going to sing it because that's terrible, but, you know.
I was going to say. It's about like...
Please don't.
Not at all.
He needs some help getting to sleep tonight, I can definitely.
Okay, well, we've come to that time of the podcast now that I've got to head over to the freezer. I'm just going to open it. And I'm sorry, so we still haven't fixed that freezer. It's still creaky.
I was going to say, out of five
Choc Tops, how many Choc Tops are you going to give this movie to each?
I don't know. I would give it a 3.5. What would you give it, sir?
I'd give it like a 2.5.
Whoa, geez, she's harsh.
Yeah. Wow.
Yeah, I thought it was very cool. But Stella was very skeptical of this, the CGI elements.
Yeah. It was
You could tell it wasn't real.
That does it for me. I've got a big pet hate about doing CGI sharks. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
They look real.
But when they did Jaws, right?
Well, especially a tree.
Yeah, well, this is true. That's true. I agree.
You get a real tree.
So, but some things they pull off and some things they don't. So, that makes sense.
It's a very beautiful movie, and it reminded me a lot of like Willy Wonka in the first few scenes when they go to the magic sweet land and stuff. And I remember seeing that for the first time, and it was really whimsical and very cool. But it was, it was hard to keep track of, especially with all the different lands, if you haven't read the books or, but I did like, it was very relevant to today, like parents that are worried that their kids are getting swept up in technology and they're losing them, and they wouldn't even talk to them at like a dinner table. Their dad just moves them to the country to reconnect with them. And eventually it obviously works that way. But I thought it was super relevant. Most parents would be like, that's my child. Stella was the whole time.
Well, thank you both of you for going and watching this movie, The Magic Faraway Tree. We really do appreciate you coming on. I hope you have a fantastic Easter and school holidays. Oh, yeah, I hope you enjoy.
Let's make chocolate.
Are you looking forward to the Easter Bunny, Stella?
Yes, I will be stuffing my face with chocolate.
Every day is Easter for Stella. She doesn't care.
They'll all be gone in 2 days.
Sounds like my life at the moment. I've really got to stop eating chocolate. It's just not good.
I was going to say, except for she's like 12.
too funny. Well, thank you again. And we will talk again. I'm sure we'll find another movie that you both can go to.
Hopefully, it's not a kids' movie if you're here still. See you guys.
See you guys. Have a wonderful Easter.
See you.
Bye. Thank you for coming on the podcast, bye. Mr. Lee.
Yeah, thank you. Good to see you. I will see you Sunday, bright and early.
We catch up Sunday.
So we can exchange our Easter chocolates.
Oh, yes. Well, see, but see, there's another public holiday we're getting together, right? We've got to stop this.
Oh, God. We do have to stop this.
Surely, people like, will talk. We've got other things, other things to do, Mr. Lee, rather than hanging out with me. I mean, it's nice that you want to. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I've been nice.
Okay, you have been very nice. I feel like I'm in some kind of movie at the moment. This is really weird. So, your Easter plans?
Not much. I'm going to be eating chocolate, of course. But other than that, I've got all the kids home, so I'm really happy they're going to be home. So we're going to have a bit of family time. So,
and again, Forum 6 open up most of the weekend, yes?
Yeah, we're open every day over Easter and the Odeon 5. As I said yesterday, make sure you go visit the cinemas over this weekend because we are open every day.
Great. Well, go and see a movie because there's some great stuff out.
There is. Yeah.
All right, we're going to go. And you have a lovely weekend.
Yeah, you too. I'll see you next Thursday.
Catch you then.
If I don't see you Sunday. Bye.
No, you won't. Sorry. Bye.
Want to be our next Talking Flickster? Register now at forum6.com.au or odeon5.com.au. Until next time, we'll see you at the movies.